Hey everybody, welcome back to Explain Like I'm 5, the podcast where we take the questions you always wanted to ask and talk about them in a way that's easy to understand. We are your hosts. I'm Tim.
Hey everyone, I'm Kevin.
So Kevin, first off, we want to say thank you to the listener who wrote in and left us a 5-star review on iTunes. They said, good show, maybe do more complex topics? And so we will definitely take that feedback into account. And today's topic is the topic of airport taxiways and runways. How are these taxiways marked? As you're sitting on a plane about to take off, you often notice these markings. And how are they designed to help planes navigate?
Oh yeah, these things are really important. So taxiways are marked with a whole variety of signs and lights to help pilots navigate. And if you're sitting on a plane on the taxiway, the main thing you'll probably notice is these location signs. These are yellow text on a black background and identify the taxiway the aircraft is currently on or about to enter. Then there are also direction signs. Direction signs are black text on a yellow background and indicate that the intersecting taxiways the aircraft is approaching.
Got it. Okay, so location signs and direction signs, and aren't there some red signs as well for warnings?
Yeah, so those are called mandatory instruction signs, which are white text on red. And they show entrances to runways or other critical areas.
So what happens at night? How do pilots see where they're going then?
Oh, well, for night operations, taxiways at major airports are obviously equipped with lights. And taxiway edge lights also outline the edges of taxiways and emit a blue light. Taxiway centerline lights are steady burning and emit a green light located along the taxiway center. And there are also some clearance bar lights, runway guard lights, stop bar lights, you know, all of which serve different purposes in making sure to guide the aircraft while on the ground.
And how about different weather conditions? How do they affect taxiway operations?
So weather conditions can have a pretty significant impact. For example, in low visibility conditions, such as fog or heavy rain, pilots may have a lot of difficulty seeing taxiway markings and all these little signs. So in these cases, air traffic control may need to give more detailed instructions to help the pilots navigate. In extreme weather conditions, taxiway operations may need to be suspended altogether for safety reasons.
Can you explain the naming of taxiways, and then also we'll start talking about runways? How do they help pilots identify which ones are which?
So taxiways, they're typically named with letters of the alphabet. For example, you might hear a pilot being directed to taxi to runway 27 via taxiways A, B, and C. This system helps air traffic controllers and pilots communicate clearly and efficiently about where an aircraft is and where it needs to go.
You mentioned runway 27 there. I guess if you looked at it from the sky, you'd see 27. Why do runways have these large numbers? And they often don't just go number one, number two, number three.
This is a super helpful question. Airport runway numbers are not sequential. They're actually based on compass bearings. So what this means is, if you see runway 9, that would be 90 degrees. Or runway 27 is 270 degrees. So actually, all runways are named by a number between 01 and 36. For clarity in radio communications, each digit in the runway name is pronounced individually. So runway 15 or runway 33, you know, instead of saying something like a 15 or 33. It's for clarity.
What happens when you have parallel runways like you see at some airports?
Well, if that happens, each runway is identified by appending an L for left, C for center, or R for right to the end of that runway name.
Interesting. And we started talking about some signs and markings. What are the markings on runways as opposed to taxiways?
You know, most larger runways you see at international airports have also a distance remaining sign. These are displayed on a black box with white numbers. This sign uses a single number to indicate the remaining distance of the runway in thousands of feet. So for example, a 7 will indicate that there's 7,000 feet remaining. And the start of the runway is also called the runway threshold. And this is marked by a line of green lights, which you've probably seen in many videos.
And finally, most air traffic control don't actually call out the letters A, B, C, etc. They use Alpha, Bravo, right?
That's right. That's also for clarity again. So most air traffic communications around the world use something called the NATO phonetic alphabet, like Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. A slight interesting factoid here is that Atlanta doesn't. Taxiways, gates, and others, including a D, are referred to as Dixie and not Delta.
Ah, why does Atlanta use Dixie, not Delta?
Well, so that's not to confuse anything with Delta Airlines, you know? Atlanta is Delta's hub.
Fascinating. Did you learn something new? If you did, send us an email. We are at eli5thepodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you, especially when you've got comments and suggestions for us. If you are a regular listener of this podcast, do take the time to leave us a 5-star rating, like the other kind listener did, and a review. We love hearing from you, and it really does help other listeners to find this podcast. So we really appreciate that. As always, thank you to the community at r/explainthatcom5, and we will see you all next week.